Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, while we're fighting coronavirus, while we're, dealing with, issues with the police and self, autonomous zones and Capitol Hill, and while we're dealing with all these issues, there's another underlying issue that is kind of growing and expanding and not a lot of people are talking about. And somebody had reached out to me yesterday saying that they are married to a police officer, but they're not going to want to wear the new shirt. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And they opened my eyes to apparently what was happening in Starbucks. Now, this is very interesting. I don't know if you guys have been following this, because this hasn't been in the news. But originally, Starbucks supported the Black Lives Matter movement and the protests and all that. I think they've even donated money, and they've been very supportive, wanting to be very inclusive, of all communities. They changed their stance where after those two people were kicked out for not buying coffee and needing to use the bathroom because they were waiting to meet somebody, at Starbucks, they decided to change their stance on the bathroom could be used by anybody who needs it. Well, when it came to employees wearing something that, to show support, there were black employees who said, look, I want to wear something that, shows I'm in support of the movement. Can I wear something for Black Lives Matter or No Justice, No Peace? Starbucks said no. Starbucks originally said no because they didn't want it to incite violence. And their reasoning for saying no was not taken very well. They could have gone about it differently, but the reason why they took it is they thought that a Black Lives Matter t-shirt could incite racism or violence or whatever, which then took to social media, and people on social media are like, so wait a second, so my skin color can incite racism, my skin, and people got very upset by that. So now Starbucks has changed its stance and, in fact, is making shirts for their Starbucks employees saying no justice, no peace, Black Lives Matter, and a whole variety of other calls to unify for this. So what happens if you're a business, right? And no matter what you do, you're going to do wrong. Okay. You're going to upset somebody. You're thinking that you're, picking a side. And then what happens if you're an employee that also feels like, wait a second, I have to choose a side. And so some people have come out with the All Lives Matter. The problem is that's not being neutral. That's still not a neutral entity because it's unfortunately pulling away from Black Lives Matter. It became more polarizing. People would say All Lives Matter because they're like, look, this way I could support the police, I could support Hispanics, I could support everybody. But no, it does polarize you to the other side because that's not how it's taken. All right. So you have Starbucks who thought they were, where they're trying to walk the balance beam. Okay. I use that analogy because when I took gymnastics, I could never stand on the balance beam. I would always, fall off. And they supported the Black Lives Matter movement until there were the protests and all that. And then they were like, well, wait a second. We need to be careful and look like we're not a part of the protest or the looting, shall we say, in the riots. So then no shirts and no, campaigns or signs or things like that and accessories. And then when they got, criticized for that, they went back and said, no, not only can you wear accessories, but we'll also print shirts. So you what that exemplifies is how a lot of small business or big businesses don't know what to do and don't know how to approach it when it comes to, you know, whenever there's these big emotional, you know, issues that come to play. Well, same thing with now employees. If you have an employee that is married to a police officer, then what sort of shirt should they wear where they could still support Black Lives Matter and they could still support police? Now, Black Lives Matter is not supposed to be about anti-police. Unfortunately, some people, you know, changed it to that. When we went through the protests, when we walked through the protest, what was originally being protested got changed. Just like with Colin Kaepernick kneeling. His kneeling, I was talking to my friend about this and she reminded me, his kneeling was against police brutality originally. And then it just became anti-Trump and anti-this and anti-this, even though a lot of people are like, no, I still love the American flag. I still love, you know, my country. I'm a fan of the president, but I want to support, you know, Colin Kaepernick. So the moral to the story is the country keeps dividing it into you're either here or here. And we have a huge population that's up here and they don't know what to do. So I believe on this shirt, it says stand up, enough, justice. So if somebody is, you know, like I said, married to a police officer, how can they still wear the shirt? How do they do that? I bring this up a lot because when I get calls and I don't know how to answer it, I bring it up to you guys. Just like with that teacher, that professor, that didn't want to pass or give leniency to the black students in his class because it wasn't fair to everybody and he wanted to, I don't know what his original plan was. Well then, you know what? Postpone the test. Whoever wants to take the test could take the test. Whoever wants to wait till after the protest could take the test. But you see, people don't know what to do because they're trying to be fair. They think they're doing what was socially acceptable, but that might have been socially acceptable in 2012 or in 2004 or 1995. And so Starbucks just displayed what I think a lot of companies are doing is they think they're doing it right. They're supporting Black Lives Matter, but they're not supporting the riots and they're not supporting the looters. But then still they come out looking like they're doing something wrong. So we really need to come up with something that shows that I don't know, because you people are still feeling forced that they have to do one thing or the other. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter as Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has some good news to share with everybody. He says he is in remission with his pancreatic cancer. And apparently he had been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer 2 years ago and has been treated with an experimental therapy called Abraxane. Now, pancreatic cancer, this makes people scratch their head a little bit, because pancreatic cancer is what killed Steve Jobs. It what killed Patrick Swayze, Michael Landon. And pancreatic cancer has a, you know, very, very high mortality rate. Poor prognosis when it's found late. But we're finding older individuals like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Harry Reid, a friend of mine's father, who's way into his 80s, seem to do well. And Harry Reid is 80 years old. So, and you know, look at Jimmy Carter. He didn't have pancreatic cancer, but he had, I believe, melanoma, stage 4 melanoma. It's interesting how some older individuals seem to have a more successful fight when it comes to cancer than younger individuals. And my guess is it's probably a much more aggressive form of cancer than in a younger individual. I don't know. But this naproxen is known as a nanoparticle albumin-bound paclitaxel. So it's still a form of chemotherapy. We've used it for breast cancer and lung cancer, and the FDA approved it, I believe, in 2013 for also pancreatic cancer. But basically how it works, from what we understand, is it teaches the body how to find the cancer cell, teaches the body how to kill it, and then remember what it looks like to prevent regrowth. And it was developed by a Patrick Soon-Shiong, who's a cancer specialist and executive director at the UCLA Wireless Health Institute. I hope that's the right. Yeah. And he is the doctor that's also treating Nevada Democratic Center, Harry Reid. So Harry Reid had said that there were very few side effects, and he had gone through chemo and radiation, and it made him hunched over, and he just felt horrible. But apparently with this, he says he feels like $1 million, whatever that's like, he says. There's no comparison to how I feel. He goes, I feel good. I'm alive. So pancreatic cancer, we get probably about 57,000, 58,000 Americans diagnosed with it every year. Expect less because, again, you know, we've been closed for about 3 months. But the five-year survival rate is 5%. Older individuals who are healthy can do as well as those who are younger. Some sources cite the median survival time is between 2 and 6 months. When you get diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, you don't seem to live long. Now, Alex Trebek, from what we understand, he's doing okay, but he's had to have multiple rounds. We don't know what's been going on lately. But Alex Trebek is also fighting pancreatic cancer. So what puts you at risk for this? Why is it, you know, it's not that common. It's not that common, but we, you know, hear of it, obviously, when a star or a celebrity or a politician has it. Well, if you're older, you're at risk. If you're male, even though women could be affected as well, we see it more in males. We see it in those with diabetes, those who drink alcohol, those who have had chronic pancreatitis, chronic pancreas infections. Now, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Did somebody, you know, start developing the cancer and it was, you know, causing inflammation that caused a chronic pancreas, or it caused inflammation and a death of the beta islet cells, which make insulin, and maybe that's why people become diabetic first, you know. So I'm not saying all diabetics are at risk for this, but when you see diabetes and pancreatic cancer close, is it because the diabetes caused it, or is it because the early pancreatic cancer caused diabetes? Genetics could put you at risk. African American descent, Ashkenazi Jewish descent, obesity, high fat diet, having hepatitis B could put you at risk for pancreatic cancer. H. pylori infection could put you at risk for pancreatic cancer. If you have the BRCA1 or BRCA2 mutations, that could put you at higher risk. And so we don't know if we don't know why some people are able to go into remission and some can't. You know, unfortunately, what I think happens is pancreatic cancer feels like a lot of other illnesses. So you feel like you have heartburn. You feel like you ate too much. You feel like maybe you have an ulcer. So the doctor goes in, maybe does a scope, stomach looks fine, puts you on some antacids. So months could go by until somebody decides to do a CAT scan or blood work on the pancreas. Now, most of us doctors will always run some blood work on the pancreas, but it won't necessarily be high. The numbers be high during pancreatic cancer. So it's tricky. And, you know, with less people ordering CAT scans, pancreatic cancer is an easy one to miss. People ask about diet soda. So, you know, we talked about Steve Jobs, I think, liked diet soda. I think Alex Trebek liked diet soda. Don't quote me. We don't know. But artificial sweeteners can increase one's susceptibility to getting diabetes. I don't know if you guys remember this. A couple years back, there was a study out of Wisconsin that looked at rats who were fed artificial sweeteners. And they found that the changes in their fat and energy metabolism suggest the fat levels increased and the protein was instead broken down to provide fuel. And diabetes obviously can't, you know, diabetes is where you're trying to use sugar for fuel, but you can't because the sugar doesn't get into the body where it's supposed to. But they found that artificial sweeteners were linked to you, you know, maybe breaking down protein instead of fat. So the higher your fat, then the more risk of diabetes. And people have told me, they go, they think their diet soda is making them fat. It can. In October 2016, there were researchers at the Karolinska Institute that found two diet drinks a day doubles one's risk of diabetes. So a lot of people are thinking, okay, you know what, I'll go for sugar-free because then I won't get diabetes. And instead, it could actually worsen it. So one thing could be, well, artificial sweeteners, let's say, are very, very sweet. So artificial sweeteners make your body think that there's going to be a bunch of sugar down the pike. So when your tongue touches that artificial sweetener, because it could be 500 times sweeter than sugar, the pancreas and other organs get ready. You know, because they're thinking there's going to be a crap load of sugar coming. When there's no sugar, then the body might be, you know, there might be, you know, some damage from all that extra insulin and all that extra stuff that the body expected, which is why a lot of us feel a little hypoglycemic after a diet drink. Do you notice? Because your insulin got already, it got, you know, shot out and there was no sugar, even though it is supposed to wait a little bit longer. But also, it could be the boy who cried wolf. So if you do start to eat sugar, and your pancreas may be like, nah, they didn't need us last time because it was a diet soda, but we really did need you. So maybe that then puts you at risk for diabetes. Also, diet soda can cause you to have weight gain. And I'm not saying Harry Reid drank diet soda, and we don't know about if Steve Jobs or Alex Trebek, how much they drank, but there has been some discussion on, you know, diet soda might be a culprit. Well, if diet soda puts you at risk for weight gain, slows down your metabolism because you feel you're starving, then, you know, it's something that needs to be looked at. Also, people think that artificial sweeteners could alter the gut microbiome. So you got bacteria in the intestine. They think that artificial sweeteners could kind of mess with that, and that could maybe interfere with the pancreas doing their ultimate job. So it's kind of interesting. And we've talked about diabetes. Diabetes is where your body, it doesn't bring the sugar into the cells like it's supposed to, and you end up having high sugar in the blood. It's kind of like a waiting room. You know, people coming into the waiting room, or like your mouth is like the waiting room, and then the hallway is like your bloodstream. So when sugar's in the bloodstream, it needs to get into the treatment rooms, or the little office rooms, or the cells. Insulin is the key to that. So if you don't have enough insulin, the sugar just stays in the hallway, or stays in the blood. If you have insulin but not enough of it, not all the doors open, so you still have a glut of sugar in the hallway. If you have insulin resistance, like something pushing against the door, like fat, sugar can't get into the rooms, can't get into the cells. Funny, most diabetics lose weight because, again, the body can't turn that sugar into food and into storage. So a diabetic will start losing weight. Don't get diabetes, though, trust me. Because that sugar that's sitting there in the bloodstream does bad things. Causes little small blood vessels to pop because it's so sugar and hyperosmolar that your body starts to pull in fluid to try to, you know, neutralize it and, you know, make it more equilibrium. And so the little blood vessels in your eyes pop. Sugary blood cells are very sticky, so you start to get more artery clogging because it just is so sticky. And then, you know, a nice piece of cholesterol comes by and it'll stick to the diabetes. You know how sugary things are. And sugar's sticky, right? Like cotton candy, things like that. It's sticky in the bloodstream. Can mess with the nerves, and then of course bacteria love sugar. So if bacteria feel like they, you know, have a constant source of food, why would the bacteria go away? Fungi, which is why you'll see a lot of yeast infections. So try not to get diabetes. Definitely try not to get pancreatic cancer, but it's really good to know that there's some of these new medicines that are out. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president is perhaps not giving an accurate or truthful picture.
That's Seattle's Democratic mayor responding to President Trump saying yesterday that he might send federal forces in to try to break up protesters who set up a camp along six blocks of Seattle's Capitol Hill district, closing even a police precinct headquarters. Mayor Jenny Durkin says, in fact, it seems more like a block party rather than a violent protest.
There is no threat right now to the public, and we're looking, we're taking that very seriously. We're meeting with businesses and residents. But what the president threatened is illegal and unconstitutional.
She was speaking on CNN. Stocks up sharply in morning trading as Wall Street's trying to rebound from yesterday's steep sell-off. Yesterday, the Dow lost over 1,800 points. This morning, it's been ahead over 700 at times. And this is USA Radio News. A bomb blast at a mosque in Kabul, Afghanistan during Friday prayers, killing at least four people, including the imam. It came just hours after a U.S. envoy and top Afghan officials announced a restart of peace talks between the Afghan government and Taliban leaders. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the bombing. The Republican Party has moved its August convention from Charlotte, North Carolina to Jacksonville, Florida, after the Democratic governor of North Carolina, Roy Cooper, wouldn't guarantee that large crowds would be allowed to gather in the Charlotte venue because of the coronavirus. Florida Mayor Lenny Curry is a Republican. He says he will allow crowds for and against President Trump to protest as long as they do so peacefully.
We have free speech. People protest and disagree, and then people go vote, and their voice will be heard at the ballot box, and that's how we do that peacefully in our country.
This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how viral is Chaz going to get? So Chaz, you guys have seen the acronym. It's CHAZ, or Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. This was a few block area in Seattle, I believe between Oak and Pine and 11th and 13th Avenue. And from what we're being told now, that there's possibly six more, or it's extending more blocks, and there's been talk of more sort of Chaz autonomous zones or more of these cities where people kind of take matters into their own hands. So what happened with this autonomous zone is the police precinct is now abandoned in that area, and the people of Chaz own it. So there is a name to this. It's called Chaz. And it starts to now have a city name. Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. There might be other autonomous zones in other areas. And then their name would change. But it's I don't know what we, like, we're in Las Vegas. If we had an autonomous zone in Las Vegas, it'd be Henderson maybe. So he has, I don't know. I don't know how the name would change if that ends up happening. But They basically corner off a section of the city that they patrol. They're armed. They don't let people in or out without ID that they are supposed to be there. And they're doing it as a protective measure. And as a protective measure, they don't want, you know, non-neighbors in that area. They don't want police in that area. They, from what we understand, will police themselves. They might need money. And they ask for local businesses to give that. But from what I'm hearing, it's not necessarily a donation. It's almost a demand. But that's still, that has not been, defined or proven yet. But this no cop co-op is what we think is going to start to spread throughout. And one would think that, who has time? Who doesn't, I mean, you know, if somebody asked me, can I protect my neighborhood? I'd be like, oh, absolutely. But I'd have to work a shift. Let me only do this, you know, I can't be there longer than a few hours because I got all these other things to do. So my guess is maybe a bunch of people are still unemployed or they, you know, are doing shifts. So I don't really know how logistically they're making this happen. What I do know, though, is it's not very static. It's not something that's going to be, it's not something that's just going to sit quiet for a little bit. What, unfortunately, these co-ops are doing is starting to bring demands. So what might have seemed like so the neighborhood's kind of doing a neighborhood watch and they're going to try to police themselves and, if there was any, you know, benign sort of, reasoning in this plan, it starts to go out the door when you start to hear the demands. And we talked about the demands. There was a list of at least 30 where they wanted free college. They wanted the abolishment of prisons. They didn't want, detention centers for kids. Wanted policemen unarmed, wanted all body cam footage turned over so people could review. And so that is where it starts getting concerning because there's demands. So if the demands aren't met, what happens? I don't think any state right now is in a position to do free college. And so what's happening is there's going to be a negotiation. Now, many people are really excited about what Chaz is doing because they think that Chaz is going to be able to make the social reforms that Congress couldn't. Chaz might be able to get the police defunded, which is what they want. The Chaz might be able to get free public housing, free college, changes to Social Security, changes to, you know, their arts centers and things like that. And it's always a negotiation. But there's a lot of people looking at these co-ops going, all right, we could do this. And the police want to negotiate with them. They want to slowly go back to their precinct. But from what we understand, there's still not a particular head. There's still not a particular go-to person like leader that they could negotiate with. And then one of you had said, is that a form of terrorism? Do we negotiate with terrorists? Well, I would not call them terrorists, but I get what this listener's talking about. Then if somebody can take a gun, kick out the police, you know, take over an area, and from what we understand, we don't have full 100% cooperation with that. There's people within this zone that's not that happy. Is that a form of, you know, is that a form of behavior that we wouldn't want to reward by giving into negotiation? So Donald Trump is like, you know, he wants governors to get things in order. Well, this is why we need to kind of watch things. So, and again, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but many of you have conveyed to me that the shutdowns are going to take place this summer. And I really don't want it to happen. I promised you guys that it wouldn't happen. I do not want another shutdown. Yeah, we're hearing out of North Carolina. We're hearing out of certain states that another shutdown might occur because of coronavirus and coronavirus cases. Now, from what I'm hearing and seeing, there are a rise. So I don't think this is a plan or a public ploy or something to mess up with primaries and things like that. But it might be the governor's go-to to stop more Chazes, these co-ops from forming. doing a stay-at-home order possibly could stop the protests again. So I'm a little nervous, and you guys are making me think a little bit that the scare of coronavirus might make people go home and let the cops go back to their precinct and let them do what they need to do. I think that would be the most horrible decision. I please don't shut us down again, because then you're proving to people that, you know, all they have to do is protest or mayhem or whatever, and protesting I'm fine with. Rioting. I'm a fan of protesting, and I'm a fan of marches. I think those are our God-given right and our constitutional right. But if governors don't know how to handle the riots or the looting and the and so their go-to would be another shutdown, we have to figure something out. So obviously Donald Trump has some choice words on the subject, as he always does, possibly including military. What would you do? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Is this something you want? Do you want people to take more matters into their own hands? Is this anarchy? You know, I mean, I probably lean a little bit more libertarian on some issues because I like the government butting out. I think when the government gets involved, they screw things up, like with health care and all that. I would rather see doctors and nurses and dentists and physical therapists and chiropractors and, you know, people who understand business manage health care. I don't think I want, you know, a politician doing that. But, you know, we're seeing right now, like in my neck of the woods, a huge $810 million shortfall. So schools, colleges, Boys and Girls Club, these people are going to be taking hits. These people are going to be taking financial hits. So you have some people say, well, look, you know, why don't we take a lot of the money that we use for law enforcement and let us police our own cities? Because, again, it might work when everybody's dancing and having fun and, you know, eating vegan pizza from what we understand and, you know, and feeling like they're enjoying their freedom. But, you know, the poop always hits a fan. It just always does. Something goes wrong. And I see this time and time again. There's an idea. Everybody loves it. Everybody goes, hey, I'll work with you. Absolutely, I can work with you. And something goes wrong and it falls apart. And law enforcement, it's an art. It's been around for centuries. It's not perfect. Trust me, there's a lot of things that go wrong and there should be reform. All right? There's no reason why anybody should die in custody. That makes no sense. I mean, I get you might have a 90-year-old who, you know, might have an, you know, abnormal heart rhythm. Maybe they might have a blood pressure spike. But, you know, when you see, you know, people die as a result of a possible chokehold, no, there has to be reform. The only thing is, you know, is walling off your own city and policing it yourself is the answer? No. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. So we've all been kind of, you know, thinking negative thoughts and grumpy. And, you know, we've tried to be as positive as we can when it comes to the things we've been dealing with coronavirus and the economy and, you know, the protests and the riots. And it's not been an easy time. Well, we're now getting a warning that dementia may unfortunately follow negative thinking. For those of us who have negative thinking, our decline may be more rapid. Now, dementia affects about 54 million people worldwide. I think it's even more than that. And the reports think that about a third of our dementia cases are preventable. So researchers are trying to figure out who could prevent them. Is it genetics? Is it high blood pressure? Is it smoking? Well, yeah, all three. If you have a family member that ended up having Alzheimer's or multi-infarct dementia, you might. And dementia is basically where parts of the brain don't work as well as they used to. So you could lose some of your thinking. You could have issues with certain daily activities like getting dressed and eating and all that. Remembering things. I'm not going to make any reference to any candidate, okay, running for office. But there are There are definitely risk factors, you know, smoking, high blood pressure, diabetes, that kind of thing. But also depression, anxiety, and post-traumatic stress disorder are linked to a higher risk of dementia. Well, why? Well, maybe it has to do with negative, you know, maybe it's your cortisol level. Maybe your stress hormone rises. Maybe when you're depressed or anxious, you drink more alcohol or you eat more sugar. If I'm in a bad mood, I hit the sugar. I just do. I don't, you know, so maybe I eat more. I mean, I like to exercise, so when I'm not feeling good, I'll exercise more, but some people don't. So maybe it could be that the negative attitude, the negative thinking could unfortunately, you know, have you do, you know, less positive sort of, you know, actions. Well, this one study looked at 292 older adults age 55 from the Prevent AD Project in Canada. So cognitive function was assessed, like the memory, attention, spatial cognition, language. And of these participants, 113 also had the brain scanned. So it looked to for those tau and amyloid protein deposits you see at Alzheimer's. A further 68 people from the IMAP Plus project in France underwent PET scans to measure amyloid. And they found that people who exhibited higher repetitive negative thinking patterns experienced more cognitive decline over a four-year period. They also had specific declines in memory. Now, somebody would say, well, what about, you know, which came first, chicken or the egg? What if somebody starts having these deposits in the brain? Do they start getting dementia? Do they start getting grumpy? Yeah, they could. You know the movies Grumpy Old Men? Are they grumpy because of arthritis? Are they grumpy because they don't have serotonin, the happy hormone? Or are they grumpy because things start to change in the brain? You know, when people first started asking me about Joe Biden, if he possibly had dementia, it wasn't so much the memory things and the gaffes, because, I mean, there's been gaffes all along. Right? Same thing with Trump. I mean, Trump will tweet and, you know, he doesn't care what he says. And so that wasn't what prompted, I think, some of the concern. It was the lack of filter, the outbursts. I think there was one I think it was at one of Joe Biden's rallies where somebody asked him about something and he just got angry and lashed. Nothing physical. But when you see somebody not be able to control their anger, you start to wonder a little bit, which is why people are like, well, what's wrong with Trump? Something's up with him, because he'll just, you know, in the middle of the night just be tweeting stuff. And that's not for us to judge, okay? I'm not going to diagnose somebody over, you know, what I see on the media or what I see on Twitter. But it is something that is a concern that we see with older individuals where they just don't have a filter. I remember my husband told me a long time ago that, you know, he doesn't understand what happened because one of his family members snapped at him about something, lashed out. And I said, don't take it personally. They probably don't even remember they did it. Don't take it personally. All right. When you're older, that's what happens. Just like with, you know, blood pressure spikes, you know, things change. You know, we learn as young kids and teenagers and adolescents and young adults and middle age that, you know, we need to really watch what we say. We need to curtail things. We need to, you know, but the older individuals, I mean, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And so, you know, or they may just be over it. They may be completely over, you know, trying not to offend somebody. You know, it was interesting. When I was a young resident, when you went into the nursing home, many of the people there would be saying the most unpolitically correct stuff that you would never say to a woman, never say to whatever. And either they thought they could get away with it because they could blame dementia. Like, remember I told you my butt kept getting grabbed? And I'd look and the guy would pretend he'd be like semi-comatose. And I'm like, really? Really? So one is they could maybe be pretending. But the other is, you know, they lose their filter. Then the other is they just maybe don't care anymore. What are you going to do? Sue me? Fire me? What are you going to do? So, I don't want to get dementia. You know, I'm very frustrated that I can't remember all the math I took as my son's in math. You know, here I am and I can't, you know, I can't help him. When I was a math whiz, I got a 1450 on my SAT. I and that was on my period, by the way. I lose stuff. In terms of memory, in terms of sometimes what I'm talking about, I can't stand that. So I always worry, you know, what's going to happen to me in 40, 50 years. But positive thinking is stuff we should do. So let's be realistic. How the hell do you think positively in this day and age? Well, what I used to do whenever something would get me down is think about a trip. I know we can't travel now, but I would think about work and how I would do better with work. I would think about, you know, the future. I bring this up because we kind of don't have that now. You know, my family and I have a trip planned for Christmas. Who knows if we get to go on it? So do we plan for it? Do we put money on the hotels? Do we whatever? And then that's not a happy place. For so many of us that had to cancel our plans or, you know, cancel things we wanted to do or needed to do, you're like, well, I'm not going to plan. Same thing with your job. If you have no idea if your job's going to be there, and from what we're understanding, a lot of jobs aren't. In my neck of the woods, we're going to be losing 8 24-hour fitness locations. I mean, you know, the gyms usually do very well in my neck of the woods. Nope. Not with this whole COVID thing. So, you know, it's really hard to have a happy place. So what I tell people to do is to have a complaint session. It rhymes with witch, okay? And it begins with a B. I don't want to cuss. But having a complaint session, a witch session, I think is very, very therapeutic. And I learned about that when we would learn about group therapy and getting people to talk in a discussion and talk about things. People hearing what other people go through helps them relate to what they're going through. You know, and when you think, you know, your life stinks and this is going on and you have this problem, and then all of a sudden you hear that somebody else, you know, they lost their job, they still haven't gotten unemployment, you start to put things into perspective, going, okay, wait a second, you know what, at least I got my unemployment check. And so, you know, sometimes what you need to do is, rather than you brooding on the negativity, is you have a set time during the day or that week or whatever where you can be as negative as you want. You can complain as much as you want, talk to your friends, do a Zoom call, whatever. Group therapy session, and you be as, you know, we're just going to complain. We're going to do all the complaining. And then, after a while, it gets old. And if you complain so much during that time, that when it is, you know, when you start to get those thoughts, you're like, no, I'm done with thinking of that topic. I'm going to move on. It's a technique you could use. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.